Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Welcome to Art Speak. I'm Claire Maxwell, and today I'm joined by Helena Rickett, curator of this year's Flux Night. It's a night of art and experimentation, Saturday, October 5th, in the Castleberry Hill Arts District. Thank you so much, Helena, for joining me via phone over in London. So first off, we just want to get started talking about your curatorial theme this year for Flux Night. It's free association, correct?
That's exactly it, yes. That was the theme that we came up with both for the six artist projects that I'm specifically curating and also for the open call invitation that was the basis of selections made by the Flux Committee with my input.
Great. And can you go into a little bit of detail about that theme and how you really decided on it and what's going to be in store for Flux this year?
Sure. I think part of why I chose that title is I think an event like Flux Night is all about the sort of mixing and mingling that happens after dark when people who may be strangers to one another gather together. You know, the sort of festivity, the surprise encounters, what it's like to come across art outside, how sound travels differently, how light looks different at night. So there's something that I really appreciate about that sort of random quality of something like Flux Night. And I think for somewhere like Atlanta, and I did live in Atlanta for 7 years, despite my English accent, I have been an Atlantan. I think these sorts of public spaces where you do mix and mingle are quite rare. You know, it's a very car-dominated city, and it's quite a sort of commercially driven city as well. So to have an event which is all about the pleasure of encountering, you know, other people as well as unexpected artworks is really important. There was also a particular focus around the idea of the circulation of ideas, images, really around intellectual property. So one of the sort of subtexts of the curatorial focus has been the idea of how we kind of creatively make use of material that we may not have generated ourselves, but which we can then, through our use, interpret and make new. So there's a little bit in there about, I guess, the sort of era of the internet and how we sample data that comes from all kinds of places and the creativity involved in that. And some of the artists I've selected are very much involved in appropriation, citation, and sort of recycling of material that was originally generated by other people.
Great. I know there are curated projects that you selected, and then there are also proposed projects that selected from an open call of proposals by a committee that you're a part of. And what is the difference between these two types of projects that were selected?
I'm sure walking around on the night that you wouldn't really have any idea that they were chosen through different processes. But essentially, the six curated projects, pieces that I specifically went to artists whose work I admire and said, do you want to do something for Flux Night? And they're all people who don't live in Atlanta and in most cases had never been to Atlanta. So I was interested in inviting them to respond to the particular context of the city and this event. The other projects which were selected by the Flux Committee, of which I was a member, that was made through a sort of more of a consensual process. So I can't really consider myself the curator of the whole event. I certainly played a part in the open call submission selection. I also encouraged some artists to apply. So a couple of the pieces that we ended up selecting as a committee did come from proposals that I had sort of invited people either who I know personally or whose work I know, who I thought might be really good. So there are a couple that made it through that process that I had specifically solicited. But most of them, probably the committee, were much more familiar with most of the artists through open call than I was. I was really turning to them saying, well, you know, this sounds interesting on paper, but, you know, who are these people? Who are these artists? You know, are they any good? There were a few that I knew from when I did live in Atlanta in the late 90s up to, I left in 2005. So Evan Levy and Benita Carr, for example, they have a terrific sounding piece. It's, horse-drawn carriage, which will be taking a prepared piano around. John Cage is known for adapting pianos in this way, and there'll be musicians sighted at various places through Castleberry Hills. So I know Benita and Evan, and I showed some work by them when I worked at the Contemporary Gallery in town. So it was great to have a chance to participate in choosing them. And then there were other people like Nishi. I remember he was just coming onto the scene when I left, mm-hmm. and various people were at that time saying, oh, there's this interesting artist, you should check him out. I don't think we ever met, but he's ended up being one of the artists that the committee chose. So many people descending on Castleberry Hills, you know, that's one of the really wonderful things that as a curator I knew I could guarantee to the artists I approached, you know, your work will really be seen and appreciated by a lot of people. A lot of people who probably wouldn't see it if you just had it in an art gallery.
Well, thank you so much, Helena, for letting us know a little bit about this year's Flux Night. It's happening October 5th in the Castleberry Hill Arts District. This has been Art Speak, and we'll see you guys next week.